Okay, we got a lot to do. Let's begin.
Okay. I want to just begin with the following. Just a few points. Number one, in that Tulsus we did yesterday, Liyom HaRavi, right? What did Tulsus, what was Tulsus Chiddush? Jacob, what was Tulsus? No, you like it there? Okay. So Tulsus says, what was Tulsus Chiddush in the third Tulsus? Anyone recall? The Sula, yeah. So take one from here. Okay. Had to be during the day. Excellent. You can't have the wedding Wednesday night. Now I just want to point out, Tulsus began by saying because why? Why did Tulsus say you couldn't do it? Because there'll be problems with the ksuba, the amachlekes in the family. Or remember, he quoted the Gemara Nida. We said that it's wrong. It should be Shabbos Kuflam and Amlaf. What's in Nida? The fact that they will delay also in Nida. But you know, they give the marriage a day and night that any dam that emerges dam besulim, because it might not happen to be a right away. Okay, did everyone get that? Then it says kol shekain yimyasif, he makes the meal. So the beginning of Tulsa is talking about don't do the wedding at night, but he says, you know, kol shekain, you got to do a wedding and a meal. So if you're going to do both those things at night, you're never going to be able to get it done, and perhaps the meal will be delayed. Okay, so has everyone got that in the pshat in the Tulsa? Okay, that the Gemara Nida, we always say you shouldn't skim. You shouldn't skim. The Gemara Nida, as I said, was talking about a case where if you have a wedding, any dam that she'll see on that day of the wedding, the owner will be called dam because of dam besulim, not dam machmas tashmish. There's a category in Hilchos Nida called dam machmas tashmish that you have beer with her and she's bleeding from her uterus, and that's a serious category. We don't really have that category bizman hazeh. Okay, it's a serious category. A guy would have to divorce his wife if it's true. But Rav Tendler Shlita said we never have such a category. Okay, but the Gemara, the Mizmana Gemara, there was such a category. Okay, so for the day and the night, any dam that she sees is called dam what? Dam besulim. Okay, so why is it a day and a night? Why do you give us such a long time? Because it takes time to have the wedding, have the meal, and have beer. Okay, so that's why I want you to know the context wasn't the second needed. It doesn't say, it says in the side, or shining soup, the mage batfe. You know, magama means that they delay. Magia means that they delayed it. Has everyone got that, Chlor? So that's the first point I want to mention. Got it, Avi? Okay.
What was the point that he was saying exactly, though?
No, so Tulsa's point was, is this, the beginning of the Tulsa's just saying, don't do the wedding at night, but he says, plus the fact you got to do a meal. That's the culture game. Okay?
Where's the meal part of that? What is the ksuba?
That's why I wanted to point that out. I'm glad he asked me that. So kol shekain imyase means the suda. Read that in. Kol shekain imyase suda, if you do the suda. Okay? So kol shekain, if you do the suda, it's a problem. I'm sorry. I forgot to turn my phone off. You follow what I'm saying, Ezra? Mm-hmm. Kol shekain imyase suda. That's the way you got to read the Tulsa. So I don't think I stressed that yesterday. Okay, everyone got that? Okay, Chlor, that's the first point. Okay, excellent. Let's go to now the second point, and that's the first Tulsus, okay? Because then we want to get to Rashi, okay? You got that, Chlor? You got the, okay, let's see the top Tulsus. Okay, Besula. Says Tulsus, Hadalok Tani HaBesula. The reason why it doesn't teach HaBesula, why doesn't it say HaYidiyah, right? Why didn't it say HaBesula Nises? A lot of times Tulsus and Shas has implied kashas. He doesn't spell it out, Avim Tomer Yesh Lomar. Okay? All right? It's Kedai to look on. Guys, bring your Gemaras. It's Kedai to look on. Because when we see inside, Osis Chachimis. So it says, Besula, Hadalok Tani, Habesula, Kedek Tani, Aisha Niknes, Hayavama Niknes. Where does it say in Shas, Aisha Niknes, Hayavama Niknes? It says it in where? Kedushin. And where else? Kedushin. Daf Beis in the same mission. That was a trick question. Right, it says Yishin Niknes Yevam Niknes Mishum Dehasam Akroy Koy Kiyichesh Yishisha Haisha Aksuba Vechena Yevama. You know why the Mishnayis is Torah Shabbal Peh? Torah Shabbichsav is Tanakh. Torah Shabbal Peh is what? Mishnah Gemara. Right, but the Torah Shabbal Peh is echoing what it says in Chumash. So it says the woman, the man takes the woman. That's what it says. Aisha Niknes Aisha Aksuva, the written woman that's written in the Chumash. The man takes the woman Mekadosh. Kiyichas Lashon Kedushin. Chena Yevam. Avahacha Lo Koy Kra. Here there is no explicit pasuk about Nisuin. Okay. There is no explicit pasuk by Nesuin. That's the bottom line. There is no explicit pasuk by Nesuin. The Shita Mikabetzis points out, right? It never says ki yisa ish besula. We never find it beferish in the chumash. The Shita Mikabetzis adds on. Okay, you never find in this ki yisa ki. What is a lashon? Would have been ki yisa ish. Okay, never says that beferish. So therefore, if it never says beferish, what is your name?
Daniel.
What is Tysus' answer? That the only time in Shas that we say Hey Ayidia is when what? When it's echoing a pasuk. Ki kachishisha, when it says ki kachish, when it says by Yavama. Yavama is written in the Chumash, for sure, right? But it never says ki kachish in Suin. Okay, now this is a little bit tricky, this part of the Tysus, okay? Everyone get this? Bahadalo Tanan Pirakama the Kedushin. Oh, if anyone, they're selling Gemara, so make sure everyone, you have Gemara. Josh, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a Gemara?
I don't know what it says.
At night somewhere, okay? You find out at night. Try to get a Gemara. I'll bring it home. I'll bring from home a little extra so you'll have. But a little Misa, we got to try to have. So maybe you look on. Jacob, you have? Yeah. You have the Gemara on the computer? You have it on the computer there, Josh? Okay. Ba'adalo t'nan m'pirakamed the Kedushin. Ha'evid ivri, afapi dechsiv bikra, kisikne evid ivri. So Tosas bothered by Akasha. What's his Kasha? He says, you look in the Mishnah in the first Pirka condition of Yudawa Mez, it says what? It says evid ivri. It doesn't say ha'evid ivri. Why not? In the Chumash it says kisikne evid ivri, based on my rules, Zok Tosas, that he should be there. Yeah? That's what Tosas is asking on himself. You got me, Avi? That's what it means. What's going on here? Hi, Evid Ivri. It should say hi, Evid Ivri. It doesn't. It says Evid Ivri. And even though it says in a pasuk, why not? So it says Tosis Mishum. The Inkain Havale Lemista Hi, Evid Ha Ivri. Sheino Davuk. Vein Derech Hashas Ladabri Kain. Oh, so there are a few steps here in this Tosis, right? Tosis says a few steps in this line. What does he say? He says, you're right, but there's a problem here. Because it would have to teach Ha'evid Ha'ivri. Why would it have to teach Ha'evid Ha'ivri? Because what would Ha'evid Ivri imply? What would Ha'evid Ivri imply? Ha'evid Ivri would imply something that is what we're not referring to. Meaning that what? They're referring to the Evid of the Ivri. Now, what's an Ivri? A Jew. I remember when I played Pony League in Peoria, Illinois, baseball. I remember there was a guy in the team, the best player. Little League Championship just finished, right? The best, Pony League's a little older. Best player, he knew I was Jewish. He wouldn't call me Jew. He would call me Hebrew. Because he was a farmer, and he went to church, and he knew from Tanakh. The Hebrews. We left Mitzrayim. We left Egypt. He would call me Hebrew. Not Jew, Hebrew. And he didn't mean it in a negative way. So, what does it imply here? It implies, if you say, Ha'evid Ha'ivri, what does it mean? It means the Evid of the Ivri. The Evid of the Ivri implies what? What are the two types of Avadim you have in Halacha? Evid K'naini and Evid Ivri. Excellent, Yosef. It would imply that it's an Evid K'naini. We're not referring to an Evid K'naini in that Mishnah. We're referring to an Evid Ivri. So you can't say Ha'evid Ivri. So what should it have to say? Ha'evid Ha'ivri. And that's already too much, too many hays. And that's not the derech of Shas to talk like that, to do ha-ivri, ha-evid, ha-ivri. So it's not the derech to talk like that. So what happens? What's your name again?
Daniel.
So you say evid ivri, that's it. You got Tosis' answer? That's Tosis' answer. Again, Tosis laid down a principle. If the Mishnah is echoing a pasuk, then it should say ha-yayidiyah. It doesn't say that in Mishnah. It says evid ivri. It says evid ivri. What should it say, Shalom? It should say Hi Evid Ivri. The Torah says Hi Evid Ivri would give off a false impression referring to a what? An Evid K'naini. The Evid of the Ivri. Hi Evid Ivri would refer to the Evid of the Ivri, meaning Evid K'naini. We're talking about an Evid Ivri. And therefore, you cannot say Hi Evid Ivri. That's not the Derek of Shas to do that. Jacob, you got that? You got it clear? Yeah, be clear?
Yeah.
Now let's define it. Okay? As we always say, I said it already over in Shir, we don't skip. How do you define what an Evid K'naini and Evid Ivri is? You got to know this. Stop saying the two categories. What is an Evid Ivri? An Evid Ivri is a full-fledged Jewish man above Bar Mitzvah. Now you can have even one of two categories. You can sell yourself, or you can have Beis Din sell you. You can sell yourself, that's true. Josh, you got me? You can have an Evri that sells himself, and you can have an Evid Evri that's an Evid, a man that stole, a Jewish man, blah, 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 he doesn't have money to pay. So Beis Din says it's not acceptable, we're going to sell you. Okay? But he's a full-fledged Jewish man. He's chayav in all mitzvahs. What's an Evid Knaini, though? Evid Knaini is a half-Jew, correct, Kivi? But let's be more specific. The Rambam writes, you buy a non-Jewish man off the slave market, you give him Mila and Tefillah, he becomes a half-Jew, the Rambam writes. And he's chayav in mitzvahs like a regular Jewish woman. All the lavim and mitzvahs says Shei Shalom is my brother. And when you free him, and he wants to become a full-fledged Jew, according to the Rambam, he has to go to the mikvah a second time to be mashlim his kedushas Yisrael. Okay? The Rambam writes, Tefillah Shniyah is deraisa, and Mukhi Yosef argues is only the Rabbanan. Machlokes Rambam Mukhi Yosef going to the mikvah a second time is that deraisa or the Rabbanan. You follow me? What did you say, Daniel? No. You just have to go to mikvah a second time. But it's mashlim his kedushas Yisrael. Okay? The Rambam holds an Evid Knaini is a half-Jew. You understand what I mean? So when you free him, he becomes a full-fledged Jew, but he's got to go to mikveh a second time, the Mashmah is Kedush Yisrael. See, a Jewish woman is a full-fledged Yid, of course. An Evid Knaini is not. An Evid Knaini is not. In fact, Tyson Gittin Daf Memamanaf, the Rav Zatzal. We mentioned, I'm so happy we mentioned the Rav, anytime we mentioned the Rav, but in the first day of Shu, we mentioned yesterday, also the Kedushim. But the Rav said, the Rav quoted Tyson Gittin and Daf Memamanaf. He has a Tosos, he had a deal. Can Evid Knaini say a brach on tefillin? Evid Knaini has to put on tefillin, does he say a brach? So Tosos says no. So he wanted to say that Tosos there seems to say like the Rambam. He doesn't have full-fledged Kedusha, so he can't say a brach. What are you going to say? Asher Kitshanu b'mitzvotav tzivanu? You're a half-Jew. What did you say? Oh, you're right. So what is Tosos Shita normally?
You can make brachas on...
What's Tosos in the Ramah Shita normally? Ashkenazic women... Say a bracha against the Mechaber and the Rambam, right? Excellent. So frek the kasha. Why can't you say a bracha? Because Tais itself, because in Evid Knaini is his Kedushas Yisrael is not complete. So you cannot say a bracha.
Why is he putting on tefillin?
You cannot say a bracha. You follow me? It's incomplete. What'd you say, Ezra?
Sorry, why is he putting on tefillin?
He's chayav mitzvahs.
But not chayav mitzvahs.
Oh, you're right. But he can voluntarily do it. Question is, can you say a bracha?
So
a woman can shake a lulav. Does she say a bracha? The Mechaber and the Rambam say no. Sephardic women do not say a bracha on the roof. The Rambam and Tosfos say yes, they can. But you can definitely do it. She definitely shake the lulu. What's to put on the tefillin? Yes. This Netanel, yeah. Right? I got it. Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't we say earlier in Gittin that if the slave puts on tefillin, that he automatically goes free?
That shows that he's freedom?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got to show me that Gemara. The Gemara, I think that's the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem, Kishini Chalot Tefillin. But I don't know if it indicates that he was free. Let's look tomorrow and Seder, we'll look it up, okay? Let's try to look at it. I don't recall that. It says Kishini Chalot Tefillin, the Simon is already free. Let's look. I think it's that same Sugya, okay?
And also,
yes.
If an Evid Knaini
yes.
is set free, then he becomes Jewish?
If he wants to become Jewish, but he's got to go to the mikvah a second time. That requirement, according to the Rambam, is diraisa. Mm-hmm. To mashlim's kedusha, according to the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, is only the Rabbanan.
Right.
Yes.
After that, he wants to go sell himself as a slave again. Does he have the status of an Evid Ivri?
Yes, absolutely. Because he's a full-fledged Yid now. He will be an Evid Ivri. It's a good question. What did you say?
He gets his ear pierced?
If he wants to stay after the 6 years, obviously.
He didn't hear anything about NRC, that he was a Jew.
That's a good kasha. An Evid Knaini that became a gear and then sells themselves as an Evid Ivri. So Avi says, why do you have to, and he wants to stay on, why do you need to see it? So I would say it's a low plu. But let's look into that din. We got to look up the Gemara Gittin and your question too. I would say it's a low plu. Any Evid Ivri that wants to stay on has to pierce his ears. That's just a drosh of Tom. But I would, you know what I mean by low plu? It's a flat out rule. Excellent point. Everyone's on the ball.
Gershon Iskayer is Yisrael Kuldover.
It's Kikanshan Oladam, yeah.
Over.
Right,
so
right.
Just as much
right, right. But obviously, saying it doesn't plug into that ear didn't hear it. You know what I mean?
If Yisrael has to do it, then he has to do it because it's part of
Amisrael. Right. Push up shot, that's what I'm saying. It's like a low plume. That's the pashas. But it's a good point. I would assume it's a low plug. Usually low plug is on takanas. This is on the level of the rice, this low plug. Okay? Daniel's saying he's a full-fledged Jew, no matter anyone who converts. You're right, but that's what I would say. It's a plug's incomplete. Yeah, it's a good point, but I would say across the board. That's what I would say. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
And the Kenani, when he's free, can choose whether he wants to become a Yid or not?
Yes. If he wants to go back to be a Goy, you can. Problem is, you're never allowed to free your Evik Kenani. Remember that? There's an Isser essay in the Chumash called Liolim Ben Tavodu. You're never allowed to free your Evik Kenani. This Isser essay. Does everyone know what an Isser essay is? There are a lot of Isurim in the Torah. Most of them are Lavim, right? But there are Isser essays where the Torah doesn't say a Lav. Like the Torah says, keep your Evik Kenani in a state of servitude. Doesn't say al tishakrer or lo lishakrer. It says la'olam bem tavodu. Does anyone recall there's a famous Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Zayin and Gittin Daf Met and Lamed Ches of a story where the Rabbi Lazar was mishakrer's Evik Kenani? Remember the story? Anyone recall the Gemara? Yeah, not Tevi, but actually in Kiv, he had 9 guys and he needed a minion. So he's mishakrer's Evik Kenani. Frek the Gemara, how you mishakrer Evik Kenani? It's an Aveira. So Gemara says mitzvah shiny. Gemara says the mitzvah baba aveira. Gemara answers what? A little bit, but more precise. That could be one shot in the Gemara. What is it? That could be another shot in the Gemara. But what does Gemara say black on white? Mitzvah derabim shiny. Mitzvah derabim trumps mitzvah baba aveira. And there's what's the lumdus in that? So one could be like Kivi saying, or one could say like Donnie saying, like it's kind of like Eseh Dochalot Aseh. Okay, so that's a different topic. Maybe we'll talk about another time. Okay, we got it clear? Oh, so that's the answer. Let's just finish up the Tysus, and then we got to get to the topic of the Sveik. Sveik, we got to take it slow, that Sugya too as well. Mew, Gabi Ish, Vish, you guys, you can ask me. I want you guys to get everything clear. Okay, you try the best you can. Mew, Gabi Ish, Vish, Regilim, B'chol Makom, L'shanos, Behei. Tysus throws his hands up in there and says, I have to be honest with you. There are Mishnahs and Shas where the word Ish and Isha does appear, and therefore you should say it with a letter Hey. Okay? Miu Gabi Ish Isha Regin Mukomak Lashanos Behei. Afa Gav the Lokoi Kra. There is no Pasik. There is absolutely no Pasik. Kamoa Isha Shahalcha. Now, what's the example in Isha Shahalcha? There's another example. There's a third time I say, don't skim. What's the case over there? Normally in Halacha, how many Adim do you always need for a category? We said it yesterday. For a transaction, Mamon and even Ishis. How many Adim do you need? Excellent, Yosef. But there's one case, not just with others, but our case now, Aguna. For an Aguna, the Gemara says one Aid is enough to say the husband's dead, to allow the woman to remarry. There are a few reasons behind that. Number one, Mishum Aguna, Akila Berabanan. But number two is because we assume the woman's going to look into it herself before she gets remarried to see if the husband's dead. Number three, Milsa Davidu Glugu Meshachar. Something that's revealed people aren't going to lie about. It doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash that concept. Okay, what do you mean it doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash? In the Chumash, when it discusses Aguna, right, this concept of Aguna, it never says Beferish this halacha that Heter Aguna is Alpi what? Alpi 1A. So that's what Tosis means. What's the next case? Isha Shinis Armula. That's the beginning of the second parak. What's Isha Shinis Armula? A woman who became widow. Yes? That's talking about a ksuba. A basula gets how much? 200. An almana gets how much? 100. Does it say beferish anywhere in the Chumash about that? We don't see the din ksuba to get written together with a woman. You know there is a sheet on Daf Yud Amunaf that says ksuba is the Araisa? Meir Simcha doesn't say the word Isha by that. It's Kimura Basulas. In the Chumash, when it talks about a ksuba, there's a machlekes where the ksuba is the Araisa of the Rabban. Even according to the sheet, it says the Araisa. In the Pasuk, it says Kemar Abasulis. It doesn't say the word Ish there. You know, it says Kemar Abasulis. Where is that Pasuk, Kemar Abasulis?
Article Kosev, one of those?
I don't recall. I thought, it's not in Kiteitze?
I don't think so.
No. It's not in Kemar. Okay, the phrase Kemar Abasulis, I thought it was in Kiteitze. You know better than me. You're a Balkairit. The sound is a tremendous Balkairit. Where is Onus Mafat? I thought it is. No, it's not in Kiteitze. Maybe it is in Bahar. But the phrase Kimar Abasulos, it doesn't say the word Isha.
In Mishpatim, maybe.
I think you're right. It's in Mishpatim. Excellent, Asama. It's in Mishpatim. I'm tired, but it's no excuse. It says it in Mishpatim. Kimar Abasulos. When it talks about Aksuba, it does not say Isha. So that's what Tysus means. And what's the third category? Ha'ish Madar is Beno Benazir. What does that mean? A father has the ability to make his son who's below the age of bar mitzvah a nazir. And it doesn't say the word ish or isha in that parsha at all. And therefore, really the word hey shouldn't be written. Nevertheless, anytime ish and isha appears in the Chumash, not in the Chumash, in Mishnayis, it says the word letter hey. Okay?
You know
what he's saying, Kivi? He's saying the word ish v'isha is special. So ish v'isha in Mishnayis can be granted a hey, even though there is no pasuk. You see, in the beginning of Tosis, it wasn't just specifically talking about the word ish v'isha. Tosis is kind of limiting his rule.
So I thought it would be ha'isha
v'isis,
meaning if it was isha not
v'suva? Yes, in other words, if the Mishnah, if Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the Mishnah with the word isha, he would have said ha'isha, well said, Nisis, correct, even though there's no pasuk. That's a good way of saying it, Meir Simon. You follow me? Because the word Isha doesn't need a hey. You follow me, Ezra? Nurse, if Rabbeinu HaKadosh was instead of Psula, Ha'isha, he wouldn't have done that because Ha'isha could be a Psula or a Bul. But you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying theoretically, if the word Ha'isha.
That's why he has to specify.
Right, correct. But theoretically, if you would have said Ha'isha is referring to a Psula, he would have said Ha'isha, even though there's no pasuk. Okay? So how would you summarize the Tosis? That in general, what do we say? If the Mishnah is based on a pasuk, you will say a hey yediyah. Eved Ivri is not a problem because why? If you were to say ha Eved Ivri, give off the impression it's talking about Eved Knaini, and we're talking about an Eved Ivri. So just say ha Eved ha Ivri. The Shas doesn't speak like that to have double hays. And then he says at the end of the Tosis, I want you to know there's two exceptions that the word ish v'isha, when it appears in Mishnayis, can have a hey even though there's no pasuk. He gave you three examples. The case of Aguna, the case of the widow with the Ksuba, we said even if Ksuba is the Araisa, according to that Jita and Abiyah Manal, it doesn't say Befei, which is the word Isha. And number three, the case of the Nazar. Okay? Clore? Excellent. Okay, excellent, guys. All right, let's see now. Now we did the first three Taisis in Baruch Hashem. Now we get to, let's see, Rashi, and then we got to begin the Taisis. It's a whole Mahalik here. Tomorrow, Baruch Hashem, we got a big Seder, so let's try to be on time. Baruch Hashem, I'll be there on time, and we'll get started. So get more into it. I'm sure you did in Seder as well. Okay? So let's begin. Okay? Let's see the Rashi and the Mishnah. Before we get to the Taisis, let's see the Rashi and the Mishnah. Says Rashi, Pesula Nisis Liom Haravi, Takonis Chachamimhi, Shetinase Bervi, Bishabis Kim Nefarish Taimi. Now, anytime you have a first Rashi in a Masechta, you always want to speak about it, right? Because that's the meaning in the yeshivas, right? And there's always some Chedushim on it. So why should this year, Ksubas be any different, okay? So what does Rashi mean here when he says Takanas Chacham? What does he mean? I mean, it says in the Mishnah. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah? It says it in the Mishnah. Halach HaLamaisa. In other words, what was Rashi driving at by saying Takanas Chacham? Okay? The Mishnah seems to say Beferish that. Now, what is he explaining more in this Rashi when he says, because of what? Halacha lamaisa. What does he mean to say when he says that? Takanas chacham. Okay? What does he mean to say, lamaisa? What's he coming to even mechadesh? That's a takanas chacham and shitinas revi b'shabas. Kin mefarish. What does kin mefarish mean? Like it says it in the Mishnah. Because of tainas pesulim. Okay, shkoyach. That's what the Mishnah says. No? Meaning you want to say the Mishnah doesn't say the word takana? Okay, but what does Rashi mean to say? It seems like that's what the Mishnah says. It's a takanas chacham to get married on Wednesday. I mean, it doesn't say it anywhere in the Chumash. And the reason is because of tainas pesulim. You always want to ask yourself, what is Rashi adding on to the Mishnah? No? You follow what I'm saying? A little difficult, no? You want to tell me it's not a takana? Of course it's a takana. It didn't say anywhere in the Chumash, in our Chumash, that pesulim's got to get married on Wednesday. What else is it? It's not a diraisa. It's got to be a takana. And the Mishnah says why there was a takana. So you should be able to take her to basin. What was Rashi driving at by saying this? So there might be a lot of pshatim, so I just want to offer two, okay? Daniel, yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Maybe he's saying that takanas chacham only applies to the fact that she has to get married on Wednesday, but not the Alma that's getting married on Thursday.
I couldn't hear you. What? Not the Alma. Okay, we're going to say something similar, okay? Something similar to what you're saying. Yeah, go ahead, Kiwi.
Maybe because there were a lot of takanos, so this one's saying, like, we accept this takana.
that you're actually saying, like, it's one of the tefillos to Ezra that maybe we...
Well, usually, okay, it's a good point. Usually we accept all tekanas, right? Except that there's a concept in the Gemara that if the Rov Tzibur did not do it, we don't do it. So you want to say Rashi saying, could be. It's possible, okay. But I want to say two pshatim. The first is the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua wants to suggest that why did not, and this is what he, it's interesting what he says. He says, the fact of the matter is that there was a minig for all Jewish women, let's get this, to get married on Thursdays. Psulas and almanas. That was the old minig to always get married on Thursdays. Okay? The minig was always to get married on Thursdays, even Psulas. And this was a famous concept. Thursday is a day of auspicious day for bracha, you know, for the Dagim. It's a good day. The fish were created then. Dagim are fruitful and multiply. The Gemara says later on, Ayam and Aleph. So Thursdays was a davar mefursim that women get married on Thursdays. The Mishnah comes and says, you know what? When Ezra made a takana that Beis Din meets on Monday and Thursday, that switched. And the Sulus now get married on Wednesday. That's what Rashi's coming to tell me. That's what Rashi's coming to me, Mechadesh. That after Ezra made the takana, the Beis Din sits on Monday and Thursday, the Sulus was changed, and she got married on what? Wednesday. And that's what it means, takana's coming, that she gets married on Wednesday. Le'imim B'sula, there was a new takana Meir Simcha to get married on Wednesday. Before the takana, every Jewish woman got married on Thursday. Says the Pnei Yehoshua Daniel, that's similar to what you're saying. Rashi wants to be Mechadesh, a little bit different though, that every Jewish woman got married on Thursdays, and now it switched. Now it switched to what? It switched to Wednesday for B'sulas. Because now Ezra had set up a takana, a system of Monday, Thursday, and now we can what? If there's a problem, he can take her to Beis Din in the morning. Okay? You got it, Daniel? That's the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay, maybe you get it down. That's Pnei Yehoshua's Pshat and Rashi. Chiddush. You remember it. Okay? It's Kedai to write it. Yes, go ahead, Ezra.
Why is that important to know? Yeah.
It's a good point. Why is that important to know? That's what Rashi wants to tell me, that there was a shift in Jewish history. That's important to know. That halacha l'maisa, because l'maisa, there is a notion that everyone wants to be given the bracha, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why Rashi's saying that. How do you offset and weigh the concept that you want a woman to get married on a day where it's auspicious for a bracha, but on the other hand, if there's a problem, you want it set up. So Rashi's coming to Mechadesh for a besula, the issue of having a problem offsets that notion of an auspicious day. You're asking, it's a great kasha you're asking. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm saying to Rashi was more important that we should solve a problem than having her get married on a day where it's auspicious of a bracha.
And why couldn't he take care of that by, in the next Rashi when he says that it's, or the next two Rashi, he says, he specifies that it was a takanas of Ezra.
The next Rashi is talking about Monday, Thursday, okay? He wants to say Liyom Arvi, that first line.
Specifically that.
Yeah, but it goes together. They were two, you know, it was a takana. Absolutely. This was a takana based on, this was not a takana of Ezra. You follow me? The takana of Ezra was Monday, Thursday. You got me, Shalom? The takana of Ezra was Monday, Thursday. This is a takana that came after that. Okay, that's the first shot I want to suggest. The second shot I just want to point out is from the Chassam Sofer, and then we got to go weiter. What's the second shot I want to suggest? Not the Pnei Yehoshua, but the Chassam Sofer. The two Gedolei Achronim. There are many Gedolei Achronim, but the 1700s, Pnei Yehoshua Chassam Sofer, one of the two Gedolei Achronim of the many. He wants to say like this. It's a little bit interesting what you were saying, Ezra. Don't give me the business, Rashi's saying, that it's a minig. Don't think it's a minig. You know, people, minig, minhagim, don't get me wrong, are very important. But there's deraisa, there's the rabbanans, Josh, and then there's minhagim. Rashi's saying, don't tell me getting married on Wednesday is a minig. It's not the low level. It's a takana. It's a bona fide takana. It's the real deal. And don't give me the business that it's a minig. That's what Rashi's coming to tell you by stressing that it's a takana's chachamim. Okay? Allah
Lamaisa. Who said that?
Kamashman said Takanas Chachamim. That's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say, Pshat Rashi. She said Takanas Chachamim Medinin. Medinin. Allah Lamaisa, she can marry on Wednesday. Okay, we got that? Biker. Okay, next Rashi now. Let's go. And that'll bring us into the Taisis. Here we go. Says Rashi, B'sheni B'chamishi, Echan Miesa Takanas Shetikin Ez is one of the 10 Takanas. The Baba Kam Perek Merubin, the Farsh Lakula. You look in that Gemara, you'll see all 10. Lakach tiknu shetinase b'revi. Once you have the takana days to meet on Monday, Thursday, there are masaka she gets married on Wednesday. Shim lo im hayalo tanis b'sulim. Because if he has a taina means a complaint or a claim that she was not a b'sula. At the Erison, she was a b'sula. He claims that she lived with another guy in the middle between Erison and Sulim. That's bad stuff because she was married. She's an eshishish. An eshishish that's mezana is chayv what? Chenek. Eidim and Asra. Correct. Eidim and Asra. So if there's a problem, Yashkim lebeiz devol kasolav, let him get up in the morning when he's still angry. Bimei shoh, spend time, and if you're going to pass over and have, you know, not have that ability that he'll be after beiz din meets, then by the time Monday comes, Shem Yispayas, Tiskar Adai is going to chill out, like we said yesterday. He's going to be appeased with Tiskar Adai, the Kaimenu, he's going to keep her. And every time he lives with her, it's going to be over an Isser essay. A husband that's wife, God forbid, who's Mazana Baratzim, he cannot live with her again. He's not mechuyev to divorce her. It would be not nice. And, you know, obviously in this day and age, he would probably divorce. He wants to get remarried because he can't marry multiple wives. God forbid you have a situation like that. You have a guy who's married his wife's Mazana. He can't live with her anymore. He's got to divorce her because he wants to get remarried. Theoretically, he doesn't have to divorce her. I mean, it would be a mean thing to her, but she did a mean thing too, but just for himself, right? Wants to get remarried, obviously. Terrible situation. Vimei shoh ben time yeshlochish. And if there's shoh ben time yeshlochish, if the Hashem yispais the tikkar yadav came in, Hashem yizintzatachta, maybe she was mezana under him, meaning while she was arusa. Venesra olav, there it is. She'll be usherim kidalfin and sota dafachas v'nistra v'hinit ma. That's why I called it an isser essay. It says v'nistra v'hinit ma. She had yichun, she was mezana. Mitok sheyavol abeizdin. Now this is very critical, because this takana forces him to come to the base. He's bara adaver. The matter will be clarified. Kishiyatsa kol, when the kol goes out that he's upset with her and he has a claim that she was mezana, shema yavo edim. Maybe this will motivate edim to come. Upara gemara parakin dinasibek b'shabbos. Right, that's a very clear kasha. Right, why don't you give me on Sunday? Because they're going to base on Monday morning. Right. Why is Wednesday better than Sunday? Gemara's going to answer that question. But what do you see from Rashi? Okay, one sec, Tanya. How would you describe the takana according to Rashi? What is the takana according to Rashi? The takana according to Rashi, Pashup Shad is that if there's an issue, let him come. It's going to generate a kol. A kol means a rumor. Not in the net. You know, rumor usually means false. Here it's not a false thing. There's a rumor that has emerged. Maybe Adam will come forward, yes, and say, you know what? We talk, I did see her mizana. Okay? And then they will come forward, and therefore the Adam will come, and therefore there will be a problem. Okay? So Rashi says the takana was that it'll motivate Adam to come. Clear to everybody? That's clear according to Rashi. That a coal will emerge. Josh, you got me?
Yeah.
Let's get down in your notes and computer. Rashi says the takana was that the husband will come and people will hear about it and it'll motivate Adam to come and say that she was mezana if they saw it. Donnie, go ahead.
Can you just explain the concept of Yatsa Kol? Like, he goes to base him with the woman, so people are like, well,
yeah, there's a lot of audience there. It's a good question you asked. There's audience there. Yeah, you know how people talk, unfortunately. But there is audience in base him, and people are going to see it. And people are going to hear about it. And you know a lot of guys, you know, when we talk about Adam and the Bia, the Pashup Shad is that, you know, they have to see Derech Bia, the Gemara says in Makis. So, you know, no, hopefully people don't want to be troublemakers or people don't want to cause problems. Maybe they don't want to come forward. But when they see this, they have to come forward. Maybe they don't know the halacha. Okay? Yes, Josh, go ahead.
A woman who cheats on her husband without Adam, doesn't she go through Sota, which is meant to be in public?
Good question. Excellent question. First of all, I don't like the expression cheats, you know. I don't like the lashon lemaisa. You know, she was mezana. Let's say the halachic terminology, okay? That's more of a street lashon. I'm giving mussar to myself, not to you or everyone. But we should say, lemaisa, it's a great point. Josh points out, when does a sota come about, though? He has to warn her in front of two Adim, which is called Kinui. He has to say, you can't have Yichu with Mr. X, specify the man, and she has to have Yichu with Mr. X, and two guys have to see the Yichu. That's what's called a suffix sota. But you don't know if she was Mazana. What do? You bring her up to Shalayim. She drinks the Mesot, and if she's guilty, she blows up. If she's innocent, she's given a bracha. Right? So the Chumash says, I'm just describing what it says in Chumash. The Ramban al HaTorah says in Parshas Naso, it's the only din in the Chumash that's based on supernatural occurrences. The only mitzvah. No other mitzvah is on supernatural occurrences. Only that, says the Ramban. We're talking about a case, Josh, where their Adam actually saw she was Mizana. That's called a Sota Vadai. You don't go through the whole process. I'm glad you asked me that. A Sufik Sota is the process in the Chumash and the Mishnah Sota. A Sota Vadai is a woman that's Vadai was Mizana. We have Adam. So that's what Rashi says the Kun is supposed to generate. He'll come to Basin and make this complaint, and the Adam are going to go, yes, we talk, saw her be Mizana. Then it's done. She's done. He can't live with her, and he's got a divorce. And like I said, recommended you divorce. He doesn't have to divorce. He just can't live with her anymore. Okay? Now, a lot of situations, which we'll hopefully get to, a lot of situations, unfortunately, this should never happen. But if you have a married couple that the woman was Mizana, how do you know? So let's say she says she was. Can you believe her? We'll have to discuss it. Not today. Halachically, can you believe her? Because rarely you're going to have Aiden. No. Rarely you're going to have Aiden. The Mishnah's talking about that case, though, where you had Aiden. Okay. So that's what we have to see. We have to see, do we believe the husband here on her? But what about her? We'll have to see that, Avi, okay? You're right. Ain't out of Mesamatz in Russia, but that's usually as an aid. Lamai says Aiden. The Ramban says that klal is only by Aiden. And as Aidanamis and Rachelos is a problem that Aiden can't incriminate themselves. Here she's not an aid, she's the party involved. You follow me? So we have to see about that. Okay? Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
What are the Aidim
are going to testify that what? That she was Mizana. Shemi Yavo Aidim.
They saw her entering.
They saw them live together, like the Gemara says in Makkah, Zion Amanal.
Kedera
Hamanachim. Yes, the Gemara says in Makkos on Zion Manaf Kederach HaMenachin. Menachin like adulterers. Mamish. Okay, fine. That's the Rashi. Okay, let's see Taisus. We got it? Shema Elo. Let's see Taisus, the beginning of Taisus, okay? Shema Elo, Taisus. That clock is still busted or no? No, it's right. No, it's right, no?
It's an hour off.
It's an hour off, but it doesn't move. It just happened to be the exact time, huh? Okay. All right, so let's go, because I wanted to do a little bit of a halacha at the end. Tuesdays at the end of the year, we try to do a little bit of halacha, different topics in halacha, okay? Okay, let's see the taisis. Shim lo hayelo taimis v'chule. Okay, someone doesn't have, please look on. Shim hayelo, you have Netanel? You have, okay. Shim hayelo, everyone has. Shim hayelo taimis v'chule v'im taimar. Hatenach Eishes Kohen, O Psuchim Vashol Shonim, Lake Elachat Sveket, Kenarmigam Mara Laf Taftes. Aval Sharnosh and Dikasvek Sveka, Amaiti Naslim Ravi. Oh, let's turn to Daftes, guys. Okay? Let's turn to Daftes. There's no way we cannot look at this Gemara. Okay, amazing. The truth is, it starts on Chesim and Beis. Okay? With the statement of the Amoira, Amura Belazar. You know, it says in Mishnah in Ovis, Kol Omer B'Shem Omer Mevi Gula L'Yolam. Anyone who says a Dvar Torah in someone's name brings a Gula. Gemara says in Megillah, Tetvav Amin Alf. You know what the Makor is? What's the Makor? Excellent. The Tomer Esther B'Shem Mordechai. I wanted to say a Chiddush though, and that was not talking about Torah. It's talking about Big Ten and Teresh's assassination plot. That wasn't Torah. It was saving someone's life, of course. So maybe Omer B'Shem Omer is not just limited to a Dvar Torah. Maybe anything that's a Dvar Mitzvah. Let's say a Chesed or something. Why is that when you quote someone? Does it bring the Gula? There's a beautiful pshat from Rav Eliyahu Lapian, the great Mashkiach of Kfar Hasidim. Because you know what Gula is? Hashem goes Lamala Min HaTeva. Kriyas Yamsuf. Aseres Makis. When you say the Chiddush in someone's name, you're going above your teva too. You want everyone to say, oh, you're a gaon. You're a great gaon, a baki. But when you quote someone else's name that's saying the Dvar Torah, you're going also lamal from your teva. And what does the Mishnah say in Makkah and Sot and Chesed and Aleph? Midi keneged midi. Hashem pays you back commensurately. If you go lamala min teva, above your nature, Hashem will go lamala min teva and will bring the gula. Kol omro Hashem omro, maybe gula liyoyim. Beautiful pshat, no? The levi liyau. You're the pshat. That's what he wanted to say. Okay, so when I say this famous din of Pesach Basuach Masati, it's Rabbi Lozer. It's on Chesem and Beis. It's tucked away on the bottom. Let's see. Omar Rabbi Lozer. Guy marries a woman. After 12 months, Erisim Nisuin, he says, you know what? She had no Basulim. It was Patuach. She was a Ba'ulim. She was a Ba'ulim. She lived with another man. If you believe him, she's also. Look at Rashi. Okay? Over Pesach Pasuch Matzati, the tiniest dumb in main law, why don't you look to see whether there's blood? Kigon Shimishpachas Dorkati. She's a family of Dorkati, Shainlam Dam Basulim. They don't have any Dam Basulim. There's a family that physically don't have Dam Basulim. Kidala Kaman, Oshenevdim Imenu Mapo. I'll give you another case, Rashi says. The sheet was lost. The sheet was lost. Mapa's the sheet. Velo Yodim Hayadam Imlav. We don't know whether it was blood or not. We can't prove it. Avalzos Brurlo, what is clear to him, he thinks, she pesach pasuch matzah. He found pesach pasuch. The Gemara says, Nemel Osrolo. He's believed lo Osir Rashi. How are we going to know this? There was no one there. The only way we know is through him. There's a principle called Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sur. You have a piece of meat on this desk? This piece of meat is ham. I don't see any meat. I'm just saying, I'm making it up. If I said this piece of meat is ham, I'm believed. Shavi nafshe chadicha disur. That's a whole different topic. We'll get to it. Bez Hashem, we'll discuss it. Avalaf sidik ksubas lomem. He doesn't have the power to make her lose her ksuba from 200 to 100. But he does have the power to make her asarna. The Gemara says he does. Back to the Gemara. Vamai. This kasha, guys, is one of the most famous kashas in Shas. And I'm not dramatizing. I'm not kidding you. This kasha is one of the most famous kashas in Shas. The Gemara asks, "Vamai, why is he believed fake sveikahu? It's a double tau. Sufik tachtav, sufik ain tachtav. When was she mizana? She was mizana either before the erison, which is kodem, or after the erison, which is what? Which is tachtav. Kodem erison, she's mutter." Okay, she might not get 200. She was a bula. A man can marry a woman that's been with another man. We've said that yesterday. Unless he's a kohen. If she was with a goy, a kohen can't. But if she was with the Yisrael, even a kohen can marry a bula. No problem. Kohen can marry a widow, too. Kohen can't marry a grusha or a gioris, right? That's why I said if a kohen marries a balas tshuva, you have to make sure if she lived with a man that she didn't live with a goy. It's not easy. It's a very uncomfortable thing. But you have to, it has to, the Rav has to be involved, Lamaisa. She has to say that if she lived with a man, it was not a goy. Okay, but what's the kasha? Sveik, sveik, sovik tachtav, sovik ein tachtav, in tim salomra tachtav, sovik bonus, sovik varatzon. Oh, so let's write this on the board, okay? Let's write this on the board. The way to write it, I think, is like this. Eino, tachtav, is what? She's mutter. Yes? She's mutter to the guy. Even though she was with another man, that was before they had heirs. Tachtav, what's the din? Depends. If she was raped, she's mutter. Right? If she did it ratzon, she's usher. So the Gemara says it's fake, fake is mutter. Now I gave you the Marmakomos. I really wanted to photocopy for it. I didn't have a chance. Oh, did anyone get a chance to see it? Was it in the Marmakomos, the Rashba Chelik Aleph? Was not? Simon Tuf Aleph. Okay, maybe for tomorrow, Blinetter, I'll photocopy so you can see it because it's very important to see it inside. Why is it, Daniel and Shalom, does the Gemara assume that it's fake, fake is mutter? The Gemara doesn't tell you, does it? The Gemara just asks, why is the guy believed to say Pesach Pasuach? It's against the din. He shouldn't be believed to Aser. It's a snake's acre. So the Gemara is assuming that a snake is mutter. Why? The Gemara doesn't tell you why. You follow what I'm saying? The Gemara is challenging, though it should be what? It should be mutter. Sveik, sveika is what? Is mutter. You got me, Shaul? Why is it mutter? Why? That's what I'm asking. Why? This is, I think, one of the most famous kashas in Shas. How many kashas are in Shas? 2,700 dapim. There are thousands of kashas in Shas. This is one of the most famous. Why is it believed to say Pesach? It's a snake snake. So I want to give you the following as far as why a snake snake is mutter. Okay? The Rashba in the Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Siman Tuf Aleph says that it is mutter mitam rov. Do the math. 50% chance that it was intertakta, that's mutter. 25% chance it was takta but she was raped. 25% chance that it was takta but it was rutzel. Higher mathematics, I always say, I can't even figure it out, even though I said I did take calculus and linear algebra, right? Well, not so bad, right? So you have 75% mutter to 25% usser. Do the math. The Rashba writes, this is the marker in Shas. Because Rov is a Pesach in Chumash, Achay Rabin Lahatos. So Sveik Sveika is mutter mitam Rov. Sveik Sveika is mutter mitam Rov. Avi, I don't know when she lived with the other man. So let's figure it out.
75% possibility that.
Yeah, but it's a 75% possibility that she's mutter.
This is a gamble. You're willing just that.
Not a gamble. We have a principle in Shas and the Chumash of Rov.
So
the Chumash says Acher Rav Lahatos in Mishpatim.
Isn't it 50-50?
You follow Rov.
Yes.
Why is it 50-50? 50 mutter. Plus 25 onus is 75 the mutter to 25 of usser.
You know, if you're isolating just if the shoe is there's onus or rats on
it. I'm a rav, Donnie. You're a rav. You got a paskin. Is this woman mutter or her husband or is she not? So I got to take all the factors in. And the Gemara says the factors are that 75 to 25, and that's it. You're making a great point, Donnie. But the bottom line is I'm a rav, you're a rav. We got a paskin on the shiloh. So we have to take all the factors in. So Rashba writes, it's mutter. Now I'm going to point out, there really are two types of roves. Now I'm going to write Aruba Delesa Kaman. Now what's a Delesa Kaman? That means a statistical rove. A rove that's not in our face. It's a rove that's not in our face. What do you mean a rove that's not in our face? Let's say the Gemara says later on at Subis, Daniel, and Ted Vavim and Aleph, if you have 9 stores, 10 butcher shops, 9 are kosher, 1 is not. You find a piece of meat on the street. We say, called a parish, meruba parish. We assume it came from the 9 kosher ones. That's a rove that's in your face. That's called a rubit isakama. And the truth is, the rivash in the chuvis, I'm going to give you the exact marmakom, says it's mutter mitam, rubit isakama. Because he says this chart I wrote, it's not a chart. Or this construct that I wrote on the board is in your face. You see it? So he says the possibilities really are in front of you. So Ruba, it's mitam Ruba de Isa Kaman. Okay?
So what would be an example of Lesa Kaman?
Lesa Kaman is statistical. I mean, according to him, I guess he says that this is so pronounced. According to him, let's say Grove women give birth at the end of 9 months. That's statistical. That's not in your face. I mean, according to the Rivash. He's saying this is like so in your face that's considered to be, we view it like a Rubid Issa, come on. But I want to focus more on the Rashba. I want to just tell you the Rivash Yeshita. Let me just give you the Maramako as to where that is. The Rivash is in Shin Ayin Beis, okay? You got me? Everyone got this so far? That's why the Gemara says Sveik Mutter. Yes, Kibi.
Why is every category created equal? Why do we just assume 25, 25, 25, 25? Are you assuming that it's 50-50? What, tafta, but tafta, what?
Because, again, these are...
Life.
No, I'm just saying this is the simplest way to break down the factors as a rough, how we paskin.
Just based off the factors, you don't look at the materials of the world at all? What if she had...
Everything's all...
She was an adult, that she wasn't...
Okay, let's assume everything's all equal. Okay? We're dealing with everything's all equal. Okay? We're not dealing, you know, if you want to say she's a parents woman, we're not dealing with such a situation.
No, or even just like Tathtub and Anatathtub, it's so easy to look. How long was she alive that she was Tathtub or not Tathtub?
Okay, that's going to be the Gemara's answer, but a regular married couple, 20-year-old Chus and 20-year-old Kala, right? And they had a 12-month gap. Maybe she lived with another guy before she was 20. It is really 50-50, no?
I think he's saying
that. And this is definitely 50-50. The only two modes where a person can have via was it with consent or not consent, no?
I'm saying, but that means that you're jumping to 50% on the other side then.
Why?
Let me ask you, Shiloh.
Did she live with the other guy before or afterwards? I don't know, but there's only two possibilities, no?
Right.
So that's a 50-50. Then within this box of 50 that it was afterwards, in what mode did she live with the guy? Was it with her consent or was it without her consent? No?
According to the Rosh Brothers,
I think that's a very...
I think your question makes sense, though. As long as it's a suffix, you can consider it a suffix, and it doesn't matter about what's more likely, what's less likely.
Right.
But if the Rosh was talking about rove and it's a percentage, then like it would make sense that you'd have to take in other factors into account.
Let's assume everything's all equal. But whether she's a partner, she's promiscuous, you mean?
But also, let's say there only was 3 days of Tachtav and you know, a whole lifetime.
Okay, the Gemara is assuming we're dealing with where it's going to be equal.
Right, but the Rashba's whole point is based off of the concept of rove.
As you're saying, would it be different in a situation where the assumption is that it's 12 months. I hear you. You're making a great point, and keep you making a great point, but the assumption, the Gemara, is everything's going to be all equal, okay? And I'm not so positive, even if you have such a case, that the probability means you want to say that there was only 3 days between Erisin and Nisun, you mean?
Yeah, possibly.
So the possibility is, okay, I hear what you're saying, but... I can answer that easily and say the Gemara's talking about a case where everything's all equal. Let's assume, it's not so crazy, there was always 12 months gap. Let's assume like that, okay? All right, let's assume like that it would be equal. So that's the first two reasons why Sveik Zeik is mut. Rashba, Rivash. Daniel, go ahead.
What's the classic difference between Leisa Kaman and Leisa Kaman?
Exactly like I said before, Ruba de Leisa Kaman is statistical. Rove women give birth if they're pregnant at the end of 9 months. If a person shoots someone dead, rove people are healthy. He was not a treifa. That's statistical. If you have 10 butcher shops in front of you, 9 are kosher, that's mamish isikaman. That's in front of your face. That's not statistical. It's right. It's staring right at you. There are nafkaminas. There are nafkaminas. For now, I just mentioned one. It could very well be that in situations where it's efshel avara, maybe Ruba de Issa. You see, I have a whole. We gave a whole separate shiur once on that. For certain halachas, Ruba de Leisa Kaman is more powerful. For certain halachas, Ruba de Issa Kaman is more powerful. But maybe if you can try to clarify it, do you have to try to do it? Could be that one is stronger than another. The Ruba de Leisa Kaman might be stronger. Whereas if Ronald McDonald's staring at you and you can clarify it, then you better clarify it. You follow me? So there might be differences, okay? So you have the Rashba and the Rivash. Let's focus more on the Rashba. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
The Rashba says it's Ruba de Leisa Kaman, or he just doesn't differentiate?
Yeah, we assume he means Ruba de Leisa Kaman. There's a Sefer, the Dvar Moshe, fine Sefer, once said the Rivash means Ruba de Issa Kaman. But the Pashas is like the Rashba Leisa Kaman.
How would you say this is Issa Kaman? You're not talking about...
Because like the chart, you're a Rav, so it's so pronounced, the permutations, like staring at you, like, you know, the butcher shop case. But as I said, the standard is like the Rashba, okay? All right. Now, there is two other pshatim that I want to give you as to why a sfeik is mut, okay? It's very critical, okay? I want to give you two other pshatim as to why a sfeik is mut, okay? The Rambam I gave you, I think, was in the Marakom Makomos. If you don't, like I said, try to go through the Marakom Makomos good. You don't rush through them. But if you missed, you can do it the next day. Wednesday, tomorrow's a bigger Seder. So, you know, you look it up inside. Very good eye to look up this. I gave you the Rambam. What does the Rambam say in Perek Tes? Halacha Yudbeis Hilchos Tumas Meis. This is an amazing thing. We're always familiar with the halacha. If you have a Safik D'Oraisa, what's the din? L'chumra. Safik D'Oraisa L'chumra. Right? If I don't remember, like if I don't know if this piece of meat is mutter asr, I shouldn't eat it. Could be an issur D'Oraisa. Let's say I don't remember whether I shook the lulu on the first day of Sukkot. That's a mitzvah. Safik D'Oraisa L'chumra. Do it again. If you don't remember whether you benched or not and you fully satiated, Safik D'Oraisa L'chumra, you got a bench. Right? Bench is one of the two brachas that are D'Oraisa. Birkas HaTorah is the other one. What's the din of a Safik D'Rabbanan? Cool. That's a famous klal. Very famous klal. You know where that klal comes from? The Rashba also. That famous klal that we all know in Halacha comes from a Rashba. But the Rambam says completely not that way. Ram has a phenomenal chiddush. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Pirkei Tesalach Yudbeis, the Rambam says, Sofek midiraisa lakula. You hear that? Sofek diraisa midiraisa lakula. Let me write that word. Midiraisa lakula. Midiraisa lakula. Ava achein. Achein means however. Midrabanan lakumri. Plug it in. What do you say, Josh? In a double dot, what's going to be the din? The Rabbanan were not what? Rabbanan were not machmir. Thereby, seksekim with a third approach. You follow me?
The Rashba says that din was deraisa.
Rashba says Safik deraisa is mi deraisa lechumra. Yes, Kibi. The Ram is an unbelievable shoot. The Safik deraisa lechumra, achem in Rabbanan lechumra. Umemela, what's memela mean? Consequently, the sveik. Sveika, it's mutter completely. The Rabbanan were not machmir. Okay? Everyone got this?
But why?
So let's go again, Josh. Normally we assume Safik D'Oraisa is midraisa l'chumra like the Rashba. Rambam says not true. The Rambam says not true. Rambam argues with the Rashba. He says Safik D'Oraisa is midraisa l'kula midrabbanan l'chumra. But in the situation where it's a double doubt, the Rabbanan were machmir.
I understand the opinion. Can I just know what is the logic behind it?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Good kasha. Let's get it down. The Rambam says, you know what his source is? Rambam writes in the Tshuvas. The Rambam writes that the Gemara says a kedushin an ayin dalanim and beis. Let's get it. Lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem. You know what a mamzer is? Someone's a child from a union of karis or more. Let's say that woman that was Mazana gets pregnant with the man. That kid is a mamzer. Okay? A lot of people make a mistake. They think a mamzer is a child out of wedlock. That's the English translation. That's wrong. Doesn't mean an illegitimate child. A mamzer means a child from a union of a chiyuv karis, or worse. Nida is an exception. A ben nida is not a mamzer. Gemara says in Yevamos and Mentesimut base. Let's say parents weren't knowing Taras Mishpach and they have children, that guy can be the Gadol Ador, the Ben Nida. He's not a mamzer. It's an exception to the rule. Even though if they did it b'meizu, the Chayav Karis, right? So one exception, might be another exception, a sota is not Karis anyway. Okay, a Ben Nida is not a mamzer. But normally what? A mamzer is from a unit. But an illegitimate child out of wedlock is not a mamzer. Very important, okay? So you know what it says, Josh? Lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. A mamzer can't marry into the Jewish people. Can only marry another mamzer like yours. Mamzer vaday aser Torah. Mamzer sofek is mutter min haTorah. Kedushin ayin dal on the midbase. The Rambam writes, that's my makor. For all isurim in the Torah, that sofek diraisa is mi diraisa mutter. You got that? That's called a binyanav. You know we say in the morning in davening, Binyanav, you take a din, you expand it to Kol HaTorah Kulo. Mamzer vaday aser Torah. Mamzer sofek is mutter min haTorah. The Rambam says, from here you see, for everywhere else, that a sofek deraisa is midraisa lakulo. Now I want you to get down to Shev Shemaitza. You know who the Shev Shemaitza was? The Ksos HaChoshen? Asked on the Rambam. He says, only there is a sofek mamzer mutter. Mashmer, everywhere else it's what? It's aser. The Shev Shemaitza did not have the Rambam in the Tshuvas. He didn't have the Rambam in the Tshuvas. He had the Ram, the Ad Chazak. He didn't have the Ram and the Tshuvas. So he asked it as a kasha on the Ram. Oh, only here is it Mutter Minat Torah. Mash, everywhere else it's Usher. The Shmaitzah didn't have the Ram and the Tshuvas. Rav Amital, Shlita, pointed out to us. Rav Amital pointed out to us. He says the Ram didn't have that. The Rishon Shmaitzah didn't have that. He asked it as a kasha. Little did he know, the Ram says, that's my source. And he used it as a binanav, l'kola Torah kula. No, binyanav is one. If you have two, that's a machlekes or a melamdin or a melamdin. Do you keep it by those two, or can you expand it to the other two? That's a machlekes in shas. Shnei suvin and boy gechem, melamdin or a melamdin. But one for sure, binyanav you can do. Okay? You got me? Very good. So the Rambam, that's the Rambam source. I want you to know that. I didn't write up, but you write it down. That's the Rambam source, okay? So we have three pshatim now, why Sveik Sveik is mutter. Okay? It's an amazing Rambam. You know, as long as we're at that, Josh, let's get the complete picture. What is the source of the way we paskin? Like the Rashba. That Savik Diraisa is me Diraisa L'chumra. Does anyone know the source of that? So the Rashba would say, I guess, any din in the Chumash, which you're not sure about, carries with it what? Carries with it that, in a case of Savik, it's also us, right? It's a Svara, maybe. But I want to tell you a Sefer Haredim. You know what the Sefer Haredim says? You know what the Sefer Haredim was? One of the Gedol Achronim wrote his own Sefer HaMitzvahs. Most of the Rishonim had their own Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ram Taryag, you know, the Chinuch, the Rav Sajigon. Because the Gemara says in the Makas, and they were saying, boy, how many mitzvahs do we have? 613. Which 613? Shas never says it. So some Rishonim, Ram says this, Chinuch says this, right? The Sefer Haredim was one of the Lechon or his own. Do you know what he says the source of Savik Diraisa and Diraisa L'chumra is? It's amazing. Let me write it down for you. You know what he says? Ubacharta b'chaim. Choose life. Isn't that amazing? Listen, if someone has a medical issue, don't you go to the doctor? Of course. If you have a spiritual issue, shouldn't you be stringent? Choose life. Be machmir. Ubacharta b'chaim is his makor for the din of Safik D'Raisim D'Raisim L'chumim. Ubacharta b'chaim. I love Alter. I love this. Ubacharta b'chaim. That's what he says. That's the drasha. That is the makor of Safik D'Raisim D'Raisim L'chumim. Yes?
What about Safik D'Rabbanan? What's his source for going?
Well, only by the Rabbanan. Every time the Rabbanan made din in Josh, in a case of Safik, they were made. That's what you have to say. Part of the clause. Okay? So what do we have now? Three different svaras why what? Three different svaras why? Sveik Sveik is mutter. Let's get to the four, because I want to get to the Teretz Gemara. I wanted to just do a little bit of a lock into, okay? I want to get to the... Yeah, go ahead, Ezra.
Sorry, just quickly, I don't understand why Sveik Sveik is mutter from this whole...
Because the Rabbanon, you know, anyway, a Safik D'Raisa on a D'Raisa level, one Safik is Mako. The Rabbanon just said you should be Machmer. But in two Sveikas, the Rabbanon said you don't have to be Machmer. It's too much.
It's just like, it's just logical?
Yeah, it's just like it's too much the Rabbanon are going to ask of you. They're telling you to be Machmer on one doubt, but in two doubts, it's too much.
So if the Raisa is a Kula, why would the Rabbanon be more Machmer than
the... Because the Rabbanon say, you know, you got to be worried about it. We have the Siyagim. We have the concept of the Siyag. Right? There's no concept of muksa. Why do we have muksa? We're afraid we're going to carry it, right? So there's a notion of making siyagim. Chum want to make sure that we have siyagim. It's a good point. But that's, so we have three svaras. Yeah, Daniel, go ahead.
According to the Rambam, when you said Safik Derabanan L'chumra, that means they...
No. Let's say it, Safik Midiraisa, Midiraisa L'kula Midirabanan L'chumra. You got me? On a D'Raisa level, you make them. The Ram's Makor is what Mamzer. The Shmaitzer said it's only by Mamzer. Everywhere else is a problem. He asked on the Ram. But he never on the Chubis. Yes, Daniel.
Isn't the Rashba like the Rambam? The reason you said?
No, the Rashba is Cholik. The Rashba
says.
Why? Why? Because it could be like the Sefer Haredim. Bacharta Bachayim is the Makor for Safik D'Raisa and D'Raisa L'chumra, like the Rashba.
And how is it?
Because if someone, let's say, has a medical issue, you're going to go to the best doctor. You're going to go to get checked out. Someone's going to go to checked out. God forbid, right? So in Ruchnius, if you have a question in Ruchnius, Shouldn't you try to be stringent? Of course you're going to be stringent. Choose life, Torah, mitzvahs. So therefore, if you're not sure whether you did the mitzvah, do it. If you're not sure whether this piece of meat's good or not, don't eat it. You got me? That's what he says. Let's say for Harina, Baharta B'chaim is the makor shel harashbo, which is the way we pass it. So we can rise from Midrash Luchum. What do you say?
Rashbar or the Sefer Haredim?
No, the Sefer Haredim gives the makor for the Rash Bashit. Okay? Yes, Josh.
If you already do it, like shaking the love.
Yeah.
I would feel like it would be more the kula to do it again, because you may be singing Bracha Levatala.
Don't do it with the Bracha. Don't do it with the Bracha. Do the action again.
I'll tell you.
What happens if you do a Bracha Levatala? What are you over? According to the Rambam?
Yeah.
Lotisa. The third of the Aseres Adibris. Tysus and Rosh Hashanah says only the Rabbanim. The Rambam writes here over Nisi Derais if you say a Bracha Levatala. Machlag is Rambam Tysus.
So if you're not sure, if you're not sure if you benched or said Alechi or something, you should not repeat
it? So if you're fully satiated, you had a chiv the bench, you bench the whole thing. If you only had a kazayas of bread, you don't bench. You only have the bench with the Rabbanim.
If you're fully satiated, but you're not sure yet whether...
If you're fully satiated when you ate, but you're not sure whether you bench or not, you have a chiv the bench again.
No, but
here the bracha, like Yosef said, here the chiv is to say the bracha, the arise of benching.
So that overrides it.
That's correct. Well said. Very good. Yes, Nathanael.
What about being machmir on the mitzvah of Baal Tosef?
That's a good question. Baal here I'm being machmir because I'm not sure. You follow me? Baal Tosef is only a situation where I know for sure what I've done it. I know for sure what to do, and I still add. Okay? Therefore, no problem. Good question as well. Okay. Let's get to the fourth shot. Okay? What's the fourth shot? Why is fake safe as mutter? And this I'm just going to say svara, and tomorrow Blinetter will build it up. The Rav Zatzal wanted to claim beautiful Chiddush in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. In the name of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rav, you guys, I never got to see the Rav. My Rabbeim, of course, with Talmidim the Rav. But the Rav, he's a super genius. I'll tell you. If he came in or not, we'd do a Riku, just to have him in the room. Okay? So the Rav Zatzal wanted to say a Chiddush. Can I tell you this story? I don't think I ever told you. You know, there was something called the Joint Distribution Committee. Joint Distribution Committee, the JDC. They saved a lot of Yidim from Europe and from the Nazis. Most of the people that were involved were unobservant. So when he came to America, they asked him to speak. He said yes, he would speak. He has Hakar Satov to them. Two things. Number one, when he was studying in university in Berlin, the JDC, the Joint Distribution Committee, had shas, a beautiful shas. He said he never had such a beautiful shas. All the sfarim they always used were always crumpled and almost ripped. He said it was a kashmak. When he was learning in university in Berlin, when he would disperse the time to learn, of course, a lot of times, you know, he and the Rebbe, the Babacher Rebbe, that's how we're together in Berlin. They were good chaverim. The Rav would say, Rabbi Rakefit, Zatzal, Rabbi Kevich Shlitish, Liv on Mev Esmer, just spoke about. I saw an article he wrote. You know, they would be, I guess, you know, they would have lunch together sometimes during the break, you know, the Rav and the Rebbe. So sometimes he wouldn't see where the Rebbe was. So he said, Where were you? So the Rebbe used to go to the mikveh every day while he was in university. So the Rav would know when he didn't know where he was, you know, a certain time he went to the mikveh. And he said he would have a pile of svarim. It was such a masmid, the Rav would say about the Rebbe. They're very, very good chaverim. So the Rav said he has course a toll for a joint distribution committee for two things. Number one, the shas, beautiful shas they had. And number two, when he was growing up, I think it might have been Brisk, wherever when he was six, they got a shipping in of chocolate powder milk. He said they had never had chocolate milk in their lives. He said they mamash had a rikud. It was from the JDC. That they put the powder in the milk. He never forgets. They were mamish dancing, the kids. So the Rav, such a goyim. So he says an amazing chiddush in Rabbeinu Tam. Write the Rav, shot of the Rabbeinu Tam. What did he say? He basically wants to say, and we'll describe, like I said, we'll build it up lean more tomorrow, the fourth shatim. Ein leidas hasafik. That's why it's mutter. Meaning, when you come to a shiloh with a rav, there's a burst of cloud that emerges. Someone asks me a shiloh, they say, rav, what's the story with this pot? Okay, I have a cloud of doubt, I have to try to answer it. But if you come to a rav with a double doubt, it's like a paranoid. It's like, kind of like, don't bother, you know, we would never say that to the person, but it's kind of like, don't bother me. It's like there's so many possibilities that it's okay. It's like there's no birth of doubt that gets off the ground. You follow me? It's like a powerful concept. So it's like a sake, it means you don't have to worry about it. There's no birth of doubt because it's so far-fetched. You follow me? So the Rav said it's a fourth svar, and he wanted to say, Rabbeinu Tam, that's what I gave in the Mar Makomos, and I want you to see it tomorrow. Maybe I'll photocopy that Tosin Beya on Gimel Amud Beis. Okay? So there are four pshatim, why sfeik is mutter. The Gemara didn't tell us why, but the Gemara challenges, why are you believed? Why are you believed to make her usher on him? It's a sfeik, yes? So tomorrow, we have to do the terutzim in the Gemara, and then we got to start the taisus. So I want to just close, though, with some halachas about Rosh Chodesh, okay? Want to close with some halachas about Rosh Chodesh, but okay, that's where we're up to. We got it? We have to do the teretz, the two terutzim in the Gemara, and then we got to start the taisus and those mar makaymus that we didn't see, because there's a lot we have to see about the sfeik with this taisus. Amazing. Okay, let's close with a few halachas about Rosh Chodesh. Number one, we know that we have to say Yalav Yovo at Shachas and Minchah and Ma'ariv. If you miss it at Mincha, you must repeat Shmon Esrei. If you miss it at Ma'ariv, you do not need to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why not? Because based on Mekadosh the Chodesh at Lila. Okay? Yes, Yosef.
What about the second night, second bar?
Same thing. Same thing. We're always Mako by Ma'ariv.
Is that because Ma'ariv is only
No, because Basin, because Yalav Yovo commemorates Basin in Mekadosh Chodesh, they never did it for life.
But they were Mekadosh Chodesh on the first night, the second night, the Chodesh is
already. They never did it at night, it was always beyond.
Right, no, so they were Mekadosh during the first day, the second night of Rosh Chodesh.
Even so, because we always make the calendar like that. So we're not Mechalik. It's a good question, we're not Mechalik. Mincha, you must repeat. What about Shacharis? What's the din, guys?
Yeah.
So, what happens if can Musaf cover for Yalav Yovo or not? What do you say? What's the halacha? A lot of people don't notice. Mishabur says that if you missed Yalav Yovo by Shacharis and you remember before you davened Musaf, then you must repeat Shacharis. But if you did not remember and you davened Musaf, Musaf can count. You got that?
Do you have that kavana in Musaf?
No. You don't have to have kavanah,
because
you didn't remember. You don't have to have. You don't, it's still good. But I want you to note this. A lot of guys don't know this, okay? You do not have to repeat Shacharis. Only if you remembered before Musaf Daniel must you repeat it, okay? If you're in the middle already, finish up, it's fine, okay? Now, that's regarding davening. What about regarding, what did you say, Josh? Okay, what about Birkas HaMazon?
No.
You don't have to repeat Birkas HaMazon because there's no Chiyuv Se'udah. Only if there's a Chiyuv Se'udah must you repeat Birkas HaMazon. Okay?
What if you forget on Shabbos?
So we paskin that since you had to what? Eat the meal because of Shabbos, Kiva, you have to repeat benches. Good question. What happens if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos? Since you had to have the meal anyway, you follow me? Correct. You have to repeat the bench.
You said Ritzeh, but you didn't say Yalapo. You still repeat.
Yes, you still have to repeat because you have Chiyuv Suud al Shabbos. That's correct.
You do have to repeat it,
No, on Shabbos. Only Shabbos.
It's not Rosh Chodesh that's causing the...
Right, but since you had a Chiyuv Suud anyway, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? Now, what about the Chiyuv Suud in general? There's no Chiyuv Suud, but it is recommended. That's why today you guys should have a bagel. Or, whatever, pizza. Pizza, how much pizza do you need? So I'm machmer to have 3 pieces of pizza. Unfortunately, but I am. Actually, I don't know, I guess. It is unfortunate, but I like having the three pieces, okay? Because it's a whole shiloh. If you have one piece, do you say amotzi, or do you just say mizonos? So if you have three, you get out of all the posts. We definitely wash, but there's no chiyuv. But it is recommended they have bread on Rosh Chodesh. And the last halacha we have time now for is women also on Rosh Chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins should not do a malacha shel tirach on Rosh Chodesh. They shouldn't sew. Right? They shouldn't sew. They shouldn't do things of strenuous things. Because Rosh Chodesh for the women, because they did not give over their jewelry for the building, the Egel Azab. So Hashem gave them the Chag of Rosh Chodesh. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Now, what about laundry? So normally we assume laundry is okay because we have machines. We have to go to the rivers. So the machinery, the washing machines, dryers, makes it not a tirch. Okay? But it's important, Lamaisa, that we know the din of Rosh Chodesh. Now there is a Mishnah Berurah called the Sefer Chassidim. If you can, you should try to do this. Not to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Not so well known. Mishnah Berurah Kol Shabbos quotes a Sefer Chassidim not to have a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Quotes a Sefer Chassidim. If you can fulfill that halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. And we'll continue tomorrow, Bishop. Okay? All right, very good. Guys, don't forget Minchi, of course, but make sure you dive in this. It's too early. Minchi b'minyi.
Okay. So thank you so much. Yes,
good to see you.
Good to see you too. I'm wondering if
yes,
Chazars, if you forgot to do Yal Yavos, can you listen to Chazars to Shabbos and do that? Or let's say you're in the class.
Yeah. So there is a Bahag that says if you forget Yal Yavos, if you forget Yal Yavos, you are Yotzi to Chazars Shabbos.
So I should, you can forget that you should stand there and listen? Or
it's better not to, though.
Better to say it.
Better to say it. Better to say it.
What if you're the cousin himself?
Then you could rely on the repetition to be easy for you. Yeah. That would be a tirkin to see. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hi, Daniel.
Daniel, you have the